Hey, honey, can I talk to you for a minute? Oh, no, I'm fine. I don't need anything. Well, that's not 100% true. You don't need to put any more cocoa butter on my belly or rub my feet. You're so good to me. My friends told me I was crazy to marry a human. But you're so caring and nurturing. You're going to make an amazing dad. That's sort of what I wanted to talk about. You've been great with the pregnancy, dealing with my weird cravings, my changing body, my crazy pregnancy hormones, especially the last one. But, I'm going through something a little unusual, even for bunny girls. I'm ovulating. Yeah, it's really rare, but, well, you probably know the term breeding like rabbits, right? So, rabbits have this thing where they can get pregnant and then, before they even give birth, they can get pregnant again with a different litter. And sometimes that can happen to bunny girls too. No, it's safe for bunny girls. My doctor already told me there's nothing to worry about if we stick an extra bun in the oven. I need you right now. My pussy is dripping wet. My womb is fertile. I need your beautiful human cock and all your thick, potent cum. I need you to make me double pregnant stud. Come on, please. I'm literally begging for your cum. I'm so horny. My body is swimming with hormones and I can barely think straight. Otherwise, I'd have hopped on your dick myself already. Think. It would be perfect. It's springtime. Bunnies, eggs, fertility, and fucking. Look at me, hubby. I'm your bunny. And my basket is full of eggs waiting for your sperm to hunt them down. Fuck. Doesn't that sound so damn hot? And think about this. Isn't my body so fucking sexy right now? My ass and thighs are getting fatter. My tits are getting bigger. Did you know my milk is coming in already? And look at this big swollen belly. I'm not even halfway through my pregnancy. Imagine how much bigger and sexier this belly will get if I'm double pregnant. Imagine it with a second one in me. Have you heard the word gravid before? I just learned it. It means pregnant, but also heavy, full, teeming. Ugh. Isn't that such a sexy fucking word? I may have inadvertently stumbled across a website full of horny pregnant bunny sluts, and I might have, just for research purposes, watched a few hours worth of videos of desperate, bloated cum sluts getting big fat cream pies in their hot, needy holes. Oh, honey, look at me, I'm so desperate. I've been playing with myself all day, but I can't finish. Can't come without your perfect big humi cock inside me, filling me with your hot seed. Fuck yes! Oh, thank you, baby. I'm going to fucking drain those beautiful balls of yours. Can smell the cum in them from here. Let me kiss them. Let me worship these big human balls and all that potent spunk inside them. Beautiful babies. Mama's here, churn up a big, thick load for me. And hubby's perfect baby-making cock. Just the tool for knocking up horny bunnies. Just one bunny, actually. This one. This yummy dick is all mine. And the pre-cum tastes so fucking good. You smell, you taste a hot cum sliding down my throat. Wait, no, not yet. Can't make you come yet. I need it all to flood my womb. But first, I'm gonna lie back, and you need to lick my pussy. I heard what I said, and I definitely need your cock in me. But you need to taste my pussy. Please, Daddy. Please, you have to. Good. Bunny boys never lick pussy. As soon as they smell a fertile female, all they can do is think with their cocks. That's why I love you so much. You think about me and not just my womb. I know you can't smell how much I need to be bred by you, but I bet you can taste it. All the hormones and pheromones and body chemistry lap it all up from the source. It's gonna stimulate your balls to make even more sperm. And it'll give you more stamina so we can fuck for as long as it takes to knock me up again. From watching Bunny Girl Breeding Porn. But I think there's something to it. That's it, Daddy. Drink up all your bunny's juice so you can breed me all night long. I want to come, but I feel so empty. I need this daddy dick inside me. Here. Yeah. On all fours. Tail in the air. Please, please, please hurry up and breed me. Slide it in me. Fuck! Oh, that is what I need. Yummy! I'm gonna come already! I'm gonna milk your cock with Anita, that's so damn bad. Oh, hubby, thank you. I feel so full and warm now. Come lie down with me. My big, strong, breeding buck. You are the king of bunny breeding. You thirsty, Daddy? Because, well, I didn't mention my milk is already coming in, right? Yes, I'm serious. Come on. Give him a little suck. Bunny milk is yummy and all natural. And it's very intimate and bonding for us and... You'll make more cum. Drinking my pregnancy milk is supposed to make you produce more sperm. I'm being serious here. Never mind where I heard it. Maybe it was breeding porn, and maybe it wasn't. Look. Are you trying not to suck on my big, fat, milky titties? Yeah. You're about to talk your way out of a good thing, buddy. Get on this. There you go. You like? Yeah, well... That's what a healthy diet full of fruit and veggies does. I'm just naturally so sweet. Enjoy that, hubby. Get your strength back, because I'm absolutely not done getting cummed in today. Damn, it feels good too. You don't mind if I massage these heavy, hard-working balls while you're having a drink, do you? I didn't think so. Can you imagine if this works? If all that bunny pussy juice and bunny milk really makes you have a potent breeding stud? You'll stop producing so much cum, I'll have to milk it out of you several times a day just to keep the sperm from leaking out. Could probably sleep with it inside my mouth and just let that overnight trickle of spunk drain down my throat. And then as soon as I wake up, I'd suck out your first creamy load of the day. And it wouldn't stop after I gave birth either. You'd keep me bred, don't let me wear clothes or even leave the house. Just pump me full of cum all day, every day. And when I'm already double pregnant, and I can't get bread anymore, I still want your cum. In me, on me, everywhere. Down my throat, on my tits, rubbed into my swollen belly like lotion. I want everyone to know I'm yours. Even humans with their stupid noses will be able to smell your scent all over me. Slutty bunny girls will smell your cum on me, and they'll come up to us begging to be bred. And I'll just rub your cock right in front of them and tell them it's all mine. Or maybe you would breed them. Oh, that slut Lola. She tried to talk me out of dating you. Imagine her learning her place, naked and pregnant, on all fours, with her tail in the air, right next to me. You could have a whole harem of breed sluts. A whole house full of pregnant, bloated bellies, dozens and dozens of milky tits with different flavors to enjoy. A needy, cum-hungry bunny to fuck in every room. Even on the front lawn. Fuck, don't listen to me. I'm just Come, Brandon, cock drunk. Aww. Oh, but looks like my nutritious and delicious breast milk has revived your beautiful baby-making cock. Fine. I'll admit that might have something to do with me fondling your yummy balls and talking like a cum slut while you suck on my fat tits. Possibly. Potentially. But I'm not ruling out the milk theory. I'm a little too big for missionary, but if I lie on my side, you can lie on your side facing me. And that way, I can see your face while we fuck. Just slide that sweet human cock in my messy little pussy. So good. I just feel so complete when you're inside me. Load deeper inside, and knowing there's another hot, fresh load of cum on its way. I love you so much, Abby. We're going to make beautiful babies together, and lots of them. I really do expect you to keep filling me up multiple times a day. I'm addicted to your cum. I don't know if I can go without it anymore. I need more. Please. Please. More, Daddy. More. You actually fucked my brains out. Now I'm just a dumb bunny, just good for fucking. You'll have to just feed me treats and cum. Love you, hubby. Thanks for making me double pregnant. But maybe... maybe... we should give it another shot, hmm? Just continue on a bit. To make sure, you know. You never know. Can test the milk theory. Maybe.
Greetings, goddess, blessings to you all. Sivis Alnir here. Welcome. Pleasure voicing an animal girl again. Bunny girl this time. I've kind of tried my best to get her like barely composed in the beginning and then completely like full on bunny hyperactive later down the line. You know the drill. I'm chiming in to let you know, no matter what you're into, no matter what gets you hard or wet or just in general. Like, no matter what makes you happy. Nothing wrong with it at all. Like, perfectly A-OK. keep it safe, sane, and consensual, or the realm of fantasy, like practice your kink safely, and there's no shame in that whatsoever. Also letting you know that supposedly stuff from Gone Wild Audio has started appearing in different places. If you are in different places, know this was created for Gone Wild Audio, or my personal fansly. And you should be in those places to see all of me, but also I don't shame you for being wherever you are. Maybe you prefer whatever service you're using, just know that it's not where this was first published, and where my stuff is first published. And that's all. Thank you so much for listening to this, and goodbye!